This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. It's November 23rd, 2021. These are 10 of the stories that we're following today. First, President Biden nominated Fed Chair Jerome Powell for a second term as chair. He also nominated Lael Brainard as vice chair. Brainard was the other person he was considering for the chair role. I think the markets and economists are generally thrilled to see Fed Chairman Powell reappointed. Powell was originally an Obama appointee, then appointed to chair by Trump. Powell's done a tremendous job of telegraphing to the market what he plans to do on a regular basis. So people sort of, they're not surprised by what Powell does. Like right now, I expect he's going to continue to taper bond purchases and likely raise interest rates sometimes mid next year, at least short-term rates. Some Democrats on the far left had pressed Biden to replace Powell. I was actually personally pleased to see that President Biden chose Powell to continue. Second, Treasury yields on the 10-year bond rose nearly 10 basis points yesterday to close at 1.625. They'll open on there today. The Powell pick confirmed to the market that the Fed would stay committed, tapering bond purchases into raising rates like next year. That's likely what caused a Treasury yield rebound yesterday. Third, growth in tech stocks faltered yesterday on news of Powell's pick. I concerned that he would stick to his core policy of raising rates sometime next year after he finishes bond purchases, finishes tapering the bond purchases. The growth in technology stocks, which are valued based on expected growth, do better in a very low rate environment. There is thought that Powell will be slightly more hawkish on raising rates than Brainard would have been. So that's sort of third. The NASDAQ went down. The S&P was about flat. The Dow was up a little bit, but the Dow is becoming increasingly less relevant as it only contains 30 stocks. The S&P has 500 and the NASDAQ has a ton. Fourth, the equity markets had initially jumped the news of Powell's reappointment, but then the S&P and NASDAQ dropped significantly. The futures point down today at the open, although now the NASDAQ's down a little bit, the S&P's up a little bit. Fifth, Samsung is building a huge chip-making plant in Texas. They're putting $17 billion into it and nearly 2,000 jobs. Unfortunately, this really won't get in line for several years. Sixth, and one of the most interesting stories that we're watching this morning is this fascinating war over streaming video. Netflix is obviously the winner in streaming. Then there's all these other efforts. There's a Comcast, NBC, Universal, Peacock effort. There's Disney Plus. Comcast, NBC, Universal, and Disney Plus have this absolutely convoluted deal over Hulu. And what's going on now is Peacock slash NBC Universal is likely to pull Hulu from Disney, even though they're joint venture partners in Hulu, but NBC Universal has the right to pull Hulu from Disney and Disney Plus. So fascinating. We're watching that right now. And it just really is more emblematic or symptomatic of this huge fight over streaming. Peacock's starting to grow like crazy. Disney had exploded out of the gates. Now they're going to be slowing a little bit. Netflix remains the biggest winner in that area. Sixth story watch is Goldman points to five stocks as to avoid due to high labor costs compared to earnings. David Kostin, Goldman's chief U.S. equity strategist, pointed out these five stocks: FedEx, Dollar General, IBM, Raytheon, and HCA. Goldman says these are the worst stocks to own right now. Goldman Sachs, we saw this in a Yahoo Finance article by Brian Soze, the editor-in-large of Yahoo Finance. Just fascinating. Seventh, Zoom stock fell nearly 5%, 4% yesterday on news of slowing growth. So its revenue still rose in the third quarter by 35%, but last year at this time, it rose by 54%. I think it's fascinating to watch this war over platforms for webinars and video calls and Zoom calls and so forth. I happen to love Zoom because it's just so easy to use, but it's not as feature-rich as some of the other platforms that are used for business. But for ease of use and use on an iPad or iPhone, I think there's nothing better than Zoom. Growth is still great, but not as fast as last year. The stock slowed on that. Eighth, Bank of America rose yesterday in the Fed chair reappointment as bank stocks tend to do well as interest rates rise and borrowing costs rise. I mean, banks still make some of their money through lending out money in almost a zero yield environment. It's very hard for them to do so. Private debt, private credit is done better in this environment than the banks have. But the banks are bouncing back on interest possibly raised. Ninth, and I think this is fascinating to watch too, for probably the first time in months, we're starting to see some car commercials. And that's not yet that autos are back in lots significantly, but there is a great article today on the Wall Street Journal saying today's shortages could soon become tomorrow's gluts. And this is early to predict this, but the concept is so many cars have been manufactured with everything but the chips put in them that they need to finish the car. So at some point, you'll see a return to lots being full. And we'll see how long this takes, but a fascinating perspective in the Wall Street Journal. Finally, Tev, Blackstone finished down about 1.4% yesterday at 144. Its 52-week high is 149. Its 52-week low is 58. Especially in which Blackstone has really doubled in value this year, more than doubled in value this year. It also announced the closing of its $5.6 billion GP Stakes Fund, where it buys stakes in other private equity funds. This year has made investments in GTCR, Sentinel, Great Hill. I mean, very, very busy. They've made minority investments in other PE firms and funds. And just really fascinating to watch what is going on here in terms of the growth of some of these mega, mega private equity funds. Those are the 10 stories we're following today. We'll have separate podcasts on COVID-19 numbers, separate podcast on thoughts on life, and we've got those two coming out today as well. Thank you so much for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.